Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are waiting for Buck Jones to call in and talk a little bit about Tony today, which is day before his birthday, actually. And so we're gonna wait for him to call in and you know, speak about him and all of that good stuff. Very, so it's been since 2003 that he passed away, and Buckshot being someone who was inspired by him, you know, as far as the career that he chose to go down. So we're going to get his opinion on the man and the myth and the legend of Tony B. All right, and looks like we have him on. And Buckshot.
What up?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. Same old same, nothing new. Just living.
Yeah. so 2003, since Tony passed away, where did that time go?
To be honest, I'm still trying to get 2008 when that be before that.
Absolutely. Man. And I definitely want to talk to you about that on a separate call.
Right.
About our loss from 2008. How did you first meet Tony?
Well, as far as like meeting was more like just seeing him when I first started, like, attending the Paradox back in, like, 92. And during that time, I was like a club goer. I wasn't even really into the scene yet. I was DJing at the time, but I was, you know, one of the local DJs, neighborhood DJs. But I would go, you know, sit, watch, and observe and everything till, you know, it was like just going every week, you see the same people, but you get accustomed to them. And then it was like that one day, somehow he found out that I emceed one night of the Paradox, the Sunday night party. So it was kind of like he threw the mic at me, not like at me, but he was like, get on. And from that day on, it was like a big friendship, for real.
And that's not something that he did with everybody.
Right. It yeah. Totally wasn't.
The, well, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Like, how would you describe him to somebody who never met him?
Tony was like the person that if you knew an older person from around the way that you respected from the first jump. But Tony was the kind of person that he was a people person. He made himself known wherever he was at. You know, if he knew you, he'd speak to you, he'd joke with you, play with you and everything. But if he didn't know you, he was going to get to know you, whether it was just joking you or really just having a conversation with you, you know. And his whole personality was just genuine. And people, when you grow, as you grow, it's like you put his whole background in the back. You never really paid attention to who he was. You just knew he was that person, and he was a good person.
Absolutely. Do you have any, like a funny story or like a memory of Tony?
The stories that Tony always is just that how he gave, you know, he gave everybody a shout out, no matter who he was, but you paid for it. He had some people that literally would pull out a knot of money, and for that whole night, that person would get the shout outs or whatever, but it was times where Tony just was shouting out whoever he felt like shouting out, and it was like, because like everybody, if you didn't know, Tony was two people. There was the Miss Tony and there was the Big Tony. The Miss Tony was the Tony that some people didn't want to go near Tony because it was going to be a problem. And it was like Tony had this eye where he would be in the booth and he'd see one dude. And that one dude was going to get got. And when I say get got, Tony had his eye on him and he was going to have him by the end of the night. So that was like the Miss Tony. The Big Tony was just, he just turned into a fun guy. He more or less changed his whole demeanor of the things that he wanted to say and so forth. So that's kind of like a couple of stories. It wasn't really stories, but that's just how I looked at Tony.
Absolutely. What about a favorite song?
The favorite song would always be EA. EA, EA. If it wasn't that, you know, it was many of them, but it was just that one, that EA, EA, that really brought everybody out, you know. I wasn't really too hip on to put your guns out, but that at the time, that's when everybody was really partying hard, and they didn't pay attention to, you know, the lyrics of certain songs.
Yeah, that's true. And what DJ do you think you worked best with?
Rod Braxton. I didn't get too many of the him and Mike Crosby days. I got all Rod Braxton. If it wasn't Rod Braxton, I mean, he could work with everybody, no matter who he was, but it was all Rod Braxton. When you have 2,000 people consistently from 93 up until 98, you really controlled the crowd like that. And, yeah, with him and Rob Braxton, Friday nights.
Do you think that that Tony was ahead of his time?
Tony was basically an original. Like, you know, at that time, it wasn't really that many, per se, hosts. It was like, he was really the only really host that I really could say that was out there. You know, you had the DJs that really spoke movie and rest in peace Reggie Bridge and Frank, but Tony was the only host that really was just really above everything.
Definitely. He cast such a large shadow over the whole scene and definitely inspired a lot of people on the club side. Do you think that he fit in well on the radio?
Of course. he fit in so well. It was like, why would you even let him go? But as we know how radio is, you got your run. Some of these stations might say, oh, it's your time. We got to either let you go or we just pick you back up. And they made the dumb mistake of not picking them back up.
You feel it was a bad mistake. What about in the morning? Did you like him in the morning, or did you like him better in the 6 o'clock six to ten slot?
I think he was more accustomed to the morning, because you have a lot of people that really listen to him in the morning, as opposed to the six to ten. And it was like that morning show. It was like the start of a lot of other morning shows that we've gotten over the years. But when it was Tony and Frank in the morning, it was like comedy, drama, just classic material. Just everything was just classic. And you wouldn't know what was gonna happen until now. It's like you'll know what's gonna happen with radio. But like back then, you wouldn't even know what he was gonna say, what he was gonna do, and so forth. And you were expecting it, and you if you didn't know him, you would not know what was gonna happen.
How did you hear about his passing?
I don't even know where I was, or in a sense, I think it was by the news. And if it wasn't by the news, it was by 92Q. But it was like late when they really said something, and I in a sense I couldn't believe it. But at the time, I knew his time was kind of short, but wasn't really expecting him to go. And it was like, it hit me like, dang.
Did you attend the funeral?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it was. Do you think that Tony would work now? Like in this era that we live in right now?
Of course. Of course he would, but I think it more so he would still be Big Tony, and he still would be himself, but he wouldn't do what he was doing as Miss Tony, because when he transitioned himself, it was like he cut a lot of the negative stuff that he did as Miss Tony, and kind of made it more of a positive Big Tony. But like now, yeah, he would fit right in. And you know, it's like it's not too many hosts. Like with Tony was not a DJ. There's certain hosts in Baltimore that they're not DJs, but it's like Tony had an ear for the music, and he knew what DJs to really work with. It wasn't just, oh, I'm going to work with this one guy or this next guy. He could work with everybody, but he would know their strengths as opposed to their weakness. And he would work, and it's like, it wasn't too many DJs that he didn't have a weakness with. They always, it was like a, like, it was all, they knew how to work together.
Yeah, I think that's a good point that, like that you pointed out the fact that he wasn't a DJ, but at the same time he knew like the timing part. Like a lot of times, people that don't know how to DJ that talk on the mic don't necessarily know that there's certain points in the song you can't talk on, you know, like during the verse, and unless you're going to be saying the words of the song with the artist on the record. Like, you can't make announcements over the middle of an artist's verse because people are not going to understand what you're saying. And you know how sometimes if the DJ may be bringing in a song and maybe the blend might be going off a little bit, you can jump in and cover for him and allow him to bring the record in. And it's little things like that that a DJ that's being an MC can know, but a lot of times the regular MC may not know it, and Tony knew that.
Right. They didn't.
Right. So, would you say that Tony inspired you?
Oh, of course. I would more or less consider him more or less as my mentor. Is that, you know, like I say, at the time, it was like, I wanted to, you know, I DJed, so it was like, I wanted to get in as a DJ, but it wasn't hard, but it was kind of hard back then. So then when I started peeping out what Tony was doing, it was like, I think I can do that. And push come to shove, and 20 years later, I'm here where I'm at, and still Buck Jones. And I owe it all to Tony.
Absolutely, and you've been doing your thing, like you said, consistently, 20 years. I gotta get you down here to the station, man. We need to get a show together.
Hey, I'm still here. Whenever it's possible, you know.
Okay.
I mean, as far as weekends wise, yeah. Weekdays is kind of hard.
No, weekend, yeah. like a Saturday afternoon would be perfect.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. All right. So I definitely talk to you off air about that, and like I said, I want us to have another conversation about the tragedy of 2008.
Yeah, we definitely can go back on that with the video that I still have of yours.
Yeah. So, but I definitely appreciate you, taking a few minutes to chop it up with me about definitely our mutual friend, Big Tony.
Definitely that.
All right, so I'll get with you.
All right.
All right. Later.
Peace.
All right, so we definitely appreciate Buck Jones taking some time to talk to us about that. And you've been listening to Diamond K, Radio on Fire.com.